This text from Basil the Great is of very great importance for Benedictines, even though it's almost unknown. If you check at the end of the rule, in chapter 73 of the rule, St. Benedict recommends books, the sayings and lives of the Desert Fathers, and also, he says, the rule of our Holy Father Basil. That raises a problem for us today, because the version of Basil's rule, and there were two documents that were later put together that constituted Basil's longer and shorter rules, the version that Benedict would have known would of course have been the Latin version of Basil's Asceticon, which was a kind of an earlier version than the translations from the Greek, which we have available as the rule of Basil, or the rules of Basil, in English translation at the present time. In fact, we do not have in English translation the form of Basil's rule, which Benedict recommends to us. And the form that we do have does not include some very significant portions, including the section on the interrelationship between hermitage and cenobium. And the fact is, Basil, the great organizer and legislator of Eastern monasticism, is not in favor of the hermit life. For him, the cenobitic life, the communal life, is of vital importance because, as he points out, this is the place where we learn service. We learn service by serving one another. So, if you have a chance, please do read over this text. You'll see the question that it arises from, his question of whether it's reasonable to retire from society in solitude, or whether you should live together with other like-minded brothers or sisters. And his conclusion, of course, is that we should live together with others, not live in absolute solitude. If you drop down to the first picture, which is actually a picture from the Treurigueurs of the Duke of Berry, showing the meeting of Antony and Paul in a very stylized form, next to that picture, Basil reminds us of the apostolic text, charity does not seek her own. Love does not seek her own good, but rather the good of the other. Basil concludes, a person living in solitary retirement will not readily discern his own defects, since he has no one to admonish or correct him. A person in solitude can come to believe all sorts of nonsensical and unreal things about himself or herself. This is a very real danger of the solitary life, and one of the very great important gifts and painful experiences which community brings. The discernment of our defects is something that our brothers and sisters in community will certainly bring to our attention. They will insist that we work with this. And dropping down again to the next picture, the picture of the hospitality of Abraham, the great example of hospitality. Basil says, for example, he's making the point here that if you live together in community, all the virtues, the different virtues that the different members of the community practice, make up for the defects in one another. One person is very skilled at offering hospitality. Another person is particularly skilled at taking care of the sick. And you can't be doing all of these things all of the time, so when you have individual people with these gifts from God, their exercise of them on behalf of, or as a part of, the community is an exercise of the whole community. We act in community, not in a solitary way, but as the expression of the whole, and therefore we are stronger than what we would be individually. If one then drops down again towards the end of the document, to the next picture, which is Giotto's depiction of Jesus washing the feet of the disciples, this becomes the occasion of one of Basil's very famous phrases. He says, the Lord was not content simply to teach the word, to transmit to us the example of humility, but he girded himself and washed the feet of the disciples. And then his great question, which is his challenge to those who insist on solitary retirement, on living as hermits. This is Basil's great challenge. Whose feet will you wash if you live alone? To whom will you minister if you live alone? In comparison with whom will you be the lowest? What place will you take that indicates that you've taken the lowest place if you are living alone? How can you live out the example of Christ with the disciples? So Basil has a very strong emphasis on community and its role in providing an occasion for our growth in holiness. He then goes on to describe the place where we live as a kind of an arena, an open public place for the amendment of conduct and the formation of life. And that in this arena of monastic life, where we are running together and competing together, which anticipates, or perhaps is actually this, becomes the source of Benedict's own model of what you might call holy competition, in the sense that the only competitiveness allowed is my ability to see the glory of Christ in you more brilliantly than you can see it yourself. That kind of competitiveness is only really possible, he says, in community. And he gives examples of what can happen in this arena of souls. So I'd invite this text from Basil to your attention and to your study, and we'll conclude with a text from the Rule of St. Benedict.